Well, it's amazing what a difference 1 year and one good soaking tropical storm can make, as only 14.7% of Florida is now considered abnormally dry, compared to 88.7% last year. This according to the U.S. Drought Monitor. Northern Florida has been the biggest recipient of the moisture, as according to Florida's Automated Weather Network last week, Mariana continued to receive rain, recording again the most rainfall with 4.41 inches. However, drier conditions persist further south, with Fort Pierce failing to receive any rainfall this past week, followed by Belgrade with only a tenth of an inch. The remaining stations' rainfall varied from 17th of an inch at Ona to 3.53 inches at Indian River. But of course, all of the moisture can be a double-edged sword for producers, with field work being slowed for the row crops in the northern part of the state, resulting in producers being behind in their spray schedules, as well as some corn and peanut harvesting. And unfortunately, it does seem disease pressure is starting to show up in soybeans, peanuts, and cotton. Julie McPeak with Southeast AgNet.